But with that, we come to our time when we lift up our joys and concerns, and we begin with the joy of the ministry of our church. And the biggest joy is that finally, next Sunday is our reopening Sunday. Woo! The pews are marked. The greeters and ushers have been trained. As you can see, our front has been prepared so that we can have singing in a safe way as prescribed by public county health, and we are ready. Just remember that we are asking for an RSVP, and this RSVP can happen in two ways. One is that we have an online Google form that is super easy to fill out. That link is on the Friday email blast already, if you get our Friday email blast. If you don't get the Friday email blast, sign up. There's important information in there. It will be on the Facebook and Instagram page later today, and it will be going up on the website. Click on that. Fill it out, submit it. It'll send you an email back to let you know that we successfully got your RSVP. If you are not comfortable with online forms, they just don't work for you, that's okay, because you can also come into the office during the week, during office hours, and we have a paper version of the form that you can fill out. Even super easier if you're somebody that prefers the form, you can just have a copy made each week instead of having to fill it out each week. But two ways to RSVP, please get that in so that we know who's coming, how many are coming, and to make sure that we don't go over the capacity limit. And so that's next Sunday, two services, 8:30 and 9:45, identical services, both at the sanctuary. So whether you want to be an early birdie or a later gator, we would love to see you next week. And if you're somebody who still feels most comfortable at home and isn't ready to come back in yet, we will still be live streaming on both Facebook and YouTube to be able to accommodate everyone and make sure that we are still reaching as far as we can. Second thing, a lot of people have noted our worship team shirts that we've been wearing over the last couple months or so that our extremely talented Rachel Legospi has been making, and some people have said, where can I get one of those? I was even wearing our Speak for the Trees Earth Day shirt this week as I went out go-kart racing and to dinner for Aiden's birthday, and I had no less than three ladies say, oh, I love your shirt, where did you get it? Well, you can get yours if you like. Starting this week, we will have an online form if you would like to order one. It will show you all the t-shirt options. Just click on which one you want, what size that you want, and those will be arriving in July to give Miss Rachel enough time to get those made. And so if you would like a church shirt with the logo, and these will have Torrance First United Methodist Church on them as well, to be a way to have pride in our church and to show off who we are. And so that is starting this week, and we'll go through the end of the month for t-shirt orders. Finally, last but not least, Miss Becky mentioned it in children's time, and camp is happening next week. Overnight camp at Lazy W. This year is just three nights of camp for each age group, as we're doing smaller groups to allow for social distancing and greater safety. But all of those passionate and joy-filled and loving Sunday school kids that we miss so much, we would love to have you at camp. You bring so much energy and excitement, and we would love to have it overnight and give you an experience of a lifetime. Right, Miss Becky? Think about VBS, but you don't have to go home each night. You just get to stay all day long. If you'd like more information, talk to Miss Becky or myself, and we would love to give it to you. And so for the ministry of our church and all the ways that God moves in and through it, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. By the way, camp starts at kids who have just finished kindergarten is the youngest, and so almost every kid in our Sunday school is eligible. Sorry, Everett. But with that, the one prayer request that I wanted to lift is our amazing 96-year-old Ivy Cochran, who last week we had shared had a stroke and was in the hospital, is back home and doing really well. She's working on regaining the bit of strength that she lost, but she is such an amazing woman. And if I've ever known an overcomer, it is our sister Ivy. And so we continue to lift prayers as she works on getting back strength and full healing. And we give thanks to her family that's able to be staying with her at her house to help her through that process. And so for Ivy Cochran, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, I invite us to go to God in prayer this morning. The worst storms, Jesus, are the ones caused by our fear. When we grow afraid of losing our power, or we grow suspicious of the power of others, when we refuse to acknowledge your mysterious authority, yet it's in the storm that we find our capacity to love. In releasing our weak claim to power and opening to your reign, we discover a new way of seeing ourselves as called and useful and beloved, and the other, whoever they may be, as dignified and precious and beloved. Here in the storm, Jesus, we need you, and we need each other, and the love you give us to share leads us through sacrifice and self-giving to peace and calm. If only we will lose our hold on fear. Amen. And with that, we come to the time in our service where we offer our gifts to the Lord and our wonderful Filipino quartet for our offertory song this morning.